Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever see somebody around your neighborhood often enough that they look twice at you when you aren't wearing sweatpants? I might need to start getting dressed more often.
I think you should, Sarah. Here we are still recovering from spooky season, and the shelves are already stocked with eggnog and candy canes. Life comes at you fast, y'all.
I sent a scary Twin Peaks video clip to a friend, and she's still mad at me. Note to self, don't scare your friends.
Who authorized making a toilet seat out of the coldest material known to man? As the Cheshire Cat once said, we're all mad here.
And we really are. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day. Show that wants you to do just that.
Yeah, man, you just joined the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life. Small talk, big talk, all the talks in between. We're so excited to be here, Sarah. 213, not an exciting episode number, but we'll take it.
Hey, 213 is the clip. That's a song. I don't really remember what it is, but it is like a cool area code in Los Angeles.
Oh, true that.
So here we are. Here we are, Heather Frank.
You and your area codes.
We are unpacking absurdity and probably bringing
life
a little absurd to everybody's doorstep. But why not? You know, why not?
We might pepper in some joyous moments, some funny, wacky, weird things, you know, and then, you know, we'll try to laugh so we don't cry, because who wants to cry? I don't.
I mean,
how y'all doing out there?
I mean, hey, if you're crying, that's cool. No shame in that game.
We won't laugh. No, if you're crying.
Certainly not. No. How is everybody doing? That is always the question. Because
yeah, it's always
Heather
the question
and I talk about our lives, and we're so happy to have you along for the ride. But you know, we want to know more about you. So
we'll report a little later in the show about what's going on in our Discord. We've got some of our buddies in there, and we'll kind of divulge what we've been chatting about a little bit later. But in the meantime, Sarah, we're all going mad, as I said at the top of the show.
it's very Alice in Wonderland-esque.
Very much so. I actually kind of went down a rabbit hole, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. I was reading some quotes the other day. And I mean, I haven't read that book since I was pretty young. I mean, a kid, I think. But man, that writing is just, it's so, so, so good. It always impresses me kind of rereading some of that stuff as an adult. And you're like, how did you write that? It is such a wacky, interesting, just very unique tale. And I'm always just very impressed.
It is.
But speaking of wacky and mad and the Cheshire cat, well, I have a couple cats here at my house. They're my deadbeat roommates most of the time. One of them is sitting in my lap right now.
Is it Char Char?
Which could become a problem. It's Char Char. He's pretty needy. He likes to be where I am at all times. And yesterday, he took it to another level. And I turn on the shower, and it's sort of like one of those showers that's, you know, it's like it's a walk-in shower. So it has like a door. And I open the door, I turn on the shower to heat the water, and I'm, you know, getting undressed. And I turn around in the shower, and he's in there. He's in the shower. The shower is on.
Is he getting wet?
He's getting splattered. Yes. And he's sitting there. I will send you a video. Oh my gosh. In fact, I'll share it on Discord. He is such a nut. It's like, and I get in the shower with him. And it's like, I try to like be careful because when I'm under the water, it's splattering him even more. He finally wanted out. But what a nutball this one is. I'm telling you.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I've got a strange cat myself. Ralphie the cat he's got a screw loose. That's what we like to say about him. But he's, you know,
he's cute.
He's a fun cat.
He has six fingers, six claws, right?
Well, yeah. I think normally cats have four, and he has six front and five on the back. Mm. So he's a polydactyl, but he's also like a rare polydactyl. But this is not why I adopted him.
Is he a cuddle bug? Is he like a lab cat, or is he more?
He's the cuddliest bug.
It's something about these black cats. Well, black and white, I don't know. But my Charlie wants to be held when I'm cooking. It's weird. Right when I get in the kitchen, I put my apron on and I'm like starting to do things, he gets so verbal. And he's not hungry, it's not, you know, and he just wants to be held.
To be part of the group,
I guess. And so I brought a stool in the kitchen so he can sit on it while I'm like cutting, you know, vegetables. But he wants to be held, like against me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like trying to tell him, I can't do that. I need my hands.
I mean, imagine it being a human.
No, I know.
Gosh.
My point is he's mad like the rest of us. But I did get a suggestion from a cat friend of mine who actually has the same experience when she starts cooking. And she puts her cat in like a carrier against her body, like a Bjorn kind of thing. I don't know if I'm there yet. I'm not sure I want to do that. But you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Please do. Appreciate that, Heather. And you know, good luck to you, Charlie. Charlie has, I know Charlie. I haven't seen Charlie in quite a few years.
I used to babysit him.
Yeah, and you know, and Ziggy as well, your other cat.
Yeah.
And they are really nice cats. I remember there were times where when Heather and I were last, you know, pretty close neighbors in where we lived, we just happened to be right around the corner from each other, and Heather would be like, you know, don't let Charlie like swipe you or, you know, do, you know, Charlie can be a little weird. They were feisty, always yep. fine with me. They were always like,
they loved
Hi,
you.
Aunt Sarah. Okay, cool. Let's watch some bird videos on YouTube.
They definitely have their favorites. I think they like women. Mm. They like small women. So you kind of fit that,
there you
fit
go.
That bill. Yeah. I'm sure they would even, they'd probably know you to this day, is my guess. They would know how you smell. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay, enough about cat content. But I will say that there's, every single day there's something funny and weird to report about living with an animal. I mean, it's funny when you think about it. You're like, they live here. This is their home address. This is their home. They live with us. It's kind of weird when you think about it that we have domesticated animals that live in our house with us.
Yeah. Totally true.
He's staring at me right
and
now.
There are, yeah, there are people who are like, eh, I'm not really a pet person. And, you know, yeah. I used to, back in the day, be like, how can you not love animals? I don't think those people don't love animals. They're just mm-hmm. like, I can't have that in my home. I can't. It's mm-hmm, too much. Which is how I would feel about a human infant in my home, where I'd be like, oh my gosh, we have no room for you. Oh no.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like people, like some people are allergic. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who really does have a little bit of like OCD when it comes to, yeah, like fur being on, you know, around the house, mm-hmm. like the dander. Mm-hmm. Look, we're all dirty fiends. So I don't think you're going to ever keep the dirt out of your house. So
yeah.
That's what I have to say. So how's everything going with you, Lanes?
Doing well. You know, hanging out. It is fall. Sonoma County, California, and it's quite lovely.
I bet.
However, I do have a story to tell you all, and I'm going to start it right now. if you're ready, here it goes. So I am thinking about relocating back to LA, and, that requires, So I have been looking for apartments in Los Angeles, and when you do that from afar, you often have to, you know, enter a lot of information about yourself and let the person who is, the realtor or whoever that is representing the place to make sure that you're great and you can pay for your apartment and all of those good things. Anyway, so there was a place that a friend of mine, actually, I didn't see it on my own, but a friend of mine is also moving to LA, relocating from somewhere else. And she sent this to me and she was like, this is like slightly above my pay grade, but this is an amazing apartment. I looked at it and I agreed. I was like, oh my gosh, this mm-hmm. is amazing. It's so great. Oh, it's the,
I love
it's
those
the,
Silver
it's
Lake
the perfect. So I applied. And of course, like when you apply for any, you know, and I know this probably happens with people in all areas. If you're not like, I can't like go down 5 minutes away and, you know, see the apartment. I have to do it sight unseen because I'm not mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, which yeah. is scary. But anyway, I was like, you know, explain that to them. And they said, okay, all right. And I said, well, I might like send a friend over. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. They said, yeah, sure. That's totally fine. And you know that feeling where you don't think something's a scam, but for some reason, the other person is too upbeat.
Yeah.
To the point where you're like, I don't know. Now I'm starting to feel a little weird about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know why, because like, I want people to be nice, but like, you're mm-hmm. too nice and I feel weird about this. Because that's yeah. not how these things go, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I started to be like, I don't know. So anyway, I still really wanted the apartment. It was so beautiful. And, you know, I sent them, you know, a bunch of stuff. And at one point, because, you know, full disclosure, I mean, I don't look like I'm, you know, flush with cash on paper, because I do a lot of, this and that. You know, I have a variety of jobs. Collectively, I can pay for something, and I'm never going to pretend that I can't. You know, if mm-hmm. I can, I can. But sometimes I have to explain that to you. This is the life of a freelancer. And she was like, yeah, cool. Yeah, we might need, you know, just some more like for sure bank account proof that you do have money to pay for this apartment. And trust me when I say this, this is not like some like insane apartment, right? This was something mm-hmm. that as a single person, one would pay for. And, you know, you cobble money together and that's what you do as a renter. I said, all right. This and that. And she was kind of like, yeah, I just feel like the management company will want a little bit more information. And at that point, the light should have gone off in my brain mm-hmm. when I was like, what management company? Aren't mm-hmm. you the management company? Like, who am I talking to? You know, mm-hmm. but when you go too fast sometimes, you just miss these things.
And you wanted it. You
know, I wanted, yeah, exactly. I was like, I just want to, you know, just lock it down. So I sent her a screenshot of, an account that I have, basically just to say, hey, listen, in a pinch, I can pay for this for, you know, a year lease, you know, like I, you know, please trust me. And within probably about 12 hours of that, all of my bank accounts started to get like two-factor authentication issues. Coming to me, of mm-hmm. course, because 2FA, when it works properly, it comes to the person, you know? So it was like, mm-hmm. nobody could get into any of my accounts, but I basically let somebody just try to hack me for the next 24 to 48 hours. So that sucked. And the apartment, I assume at this point, did not really exist. I was really bummed about it. But
it's weird though. So what was the apartment? So like if it didn't exist or it was something that maybe was owned by somebody, I mean, how did they even?
Oh, I mean, you know, the whole like apartment scam thing has been going on for quite some time. I've just been out of the mix for a while. What happens mm-hmm. is they can post, you know, a full ass apartment online and, you know, mm-hmm. say that they're the realtor, give you their phone number, answer the phone if you call them, all that mm-hmm. stuff. You know, I called mm-hmm. that woman and was like, hey, something seems kind of weird. And she was like, oh, that's so weird. Yeah. I like don't know how anybody would. I don't know anything about two-factor authentication. I was like, oh, girl. Yeah, you do. Okay. All right. Yeah. I got hoodwinked.
You did get hoodwinked. And it's, I mean, you probably were just overly eager because, I mean, you're a tech journalist. I mean, not saying that, you know, I mean, anybody could get hoodwinked, but like, I'm sure that you are very aware of these things. And in retrospect, you're like, yeah, that was weird. But at the time, it's funny how blind we can be because your eyes on the prize. You're like, I want this place. I'm going to go for it, you know? And like, you don't see these like blinders that we have.
And it's like in hindsight, a lot of stuff I'm like, yeah, you know, there were too many exclamation points. You know, she was mm-hmm. too like eager to help me. Not that people shouldn't be eager to help each other, but like that's not how it works in situations mm-hmm, like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, how many apartments have I rented in the past? I don't know, 25. I mean, so many, right? To the point where it's like these people are not here to make your life better. They're here to make a buck. So you almost expect someone to like give you like the like bare minimum of, you know, courtesy, and you just want to lock it down. So, yeah, totally. So what, yeah, my whole experience, I was like, yeah, I should have known better. I really should have known better. I was just excited. And
but you caught it. You caught it in time.
I caught it. Yeah.
You just, you lost like an application fee or something.
I lost $45. So, you know, that, I guess I still lost, but like I could have lost like my whole retirement account, you know, like if I really would have been, you know, like blind to what somebody was trying to do to me. And this happened on we're recording the show on Wednesday, like it was like over the weekend. I was really bummed about it, and I felt really crappy about myself. Like, God, Sarah, are you slipping? But no, this happens to all of us.
Of course. Yeah,
especially in a place like LA, where you know, there's a lot of inventory, but there's a lot of crap too, and people prey on you for that reason.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's a really good lesson, and you know, life is full of lessons, and I guess just you'll be on your guard next time for sure.
Indeed.
Yeah, that is a saga. Well, the saga begins, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just lately it's the season for me of like everything blowing up. I don't know what's going on, but in the 3 years that I've been running this business, I've never had more projects happening at once. Meaning, every single one of my buildings has problems right now. Whether it's, some kind of water damage or needs new windows just because they're old. You know, a lot of my buildings are older. Mm-hmm. Some plaster damage from the earthquake. You know, there's been quite a few earthquakes up here in the last... I've never even been in a place... that has had this many earthquakes. I'm like, wow, this place is seismic. So we've got some cracks. We've got move outs and move ins, and we're doing these renovations, but it's almost every single property at the same time, which means total chaos, total mayhem. Mm. Because if you think about it, if you've got on a normal like few months of work, I've got maybe four guys out there. Four or five that are working on a variety of things, like some emergencies, maybe a pipe broke or, you know, whatever. Just sort of the regular rental issues. I have like at least a dozen guys that I'm paying right now for a variety of projects. At least. I mean, it's probably more like 15 guys. So it's like over triple the amount of people I'm used to like paying and having on payroll. You know, these people are going to need to be 1099. It's like... I mean, it's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. And I never really saw it coming. It just kind of came and it just like happened. And not only do I have that many more invoices, think about all the materials I need. So I've got these local vendors, you know, hardware stores and Home Depots and like stuff like that, where I get like inch thick packets of like invoices from my guys needing to buy all of their supplies. So it has been really kind of insane. And I feel like we're seeing some of the light at the end of the tunnel with a few places. But as we are doing that, two other places popped up with issues that kind of replaced the last headache. So it's like, I feel like we're still not out of the woods yet. Hopefully toward, you know, maybe holidays we'll be in better shape. But it's been really, really hard to manage the chaos. And just a couple things, a couple of neat things that came across my desk this week, you know, kind of food for thought for me, maybe for you. You can let me know. Mm-hmm. hi@havesuchagoodday.com. But because of all this chaos, you know, we all try to figure out how do we deal with chaos? How do we deal with stress? And I... you know, it's hard sometimes. I'm not much of a meditator. I try. I do yoga. I do other quiet activities, but I'm not one to go deep into like meditation. Maybe I should. So I think for me, I don't know. I try other tactics. Like, for example, there's a couple few things that came across my desk that I find that I will be thinking hard about something, like something kind of an interesting deep thought. And then a stupid newsletter lands in my inbox discussing exactly what I was thinking about. This happens a lot. And I don't think I have like some amazing like finger on my on the pulse of things. I just think we all kind of collectively think of things. And some people sit down and write about it and some people don't. They just think about it. Well, it does make me feel a little worse about how I think of a lot of neat things, but I don't take the time to write it out. And sometimes maybe I'll talk about it on the show or talk about it with a friend on the phone. Or over a drink. But man, one of the things that really struck me the day that I was thinking about this exact thing, I mean, it was not like the exact words, but it was the same idea. I probably would have chosen different words if I were to write it out. But this one in particular, this newsletter was via Heather Havrileski. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's a writer. Mm-mm. I think she's in the East Coast. She was talking about specifically about staying open to delight. And I was like, huh, that really resonated with me. And what she means by it is that it's not easy. It's not easy to get caught up in the chaos and the busy weeks and days and like still kind of be open to like, deviating from your schedule
and have room for other things.
Room for other things, I guess. And so she was referring to the word dilettante, and it comes from the verb to delight. And a friend of hers asked her, as in to delight in many things at once. Yes, so because often people get so hung up on mastery when all that really matters is delight. And I really love that because that is so me. I do not master anything. I dabble here, I dabble there.
You master plenty of things, but I know what you mean. Master master of none, you know, dabble in many.
I don't have one thing I mastery. I guess I'm not a master at one thing. Like I'm not, like I don't, you know, I'm not a writer and I write books and I, you know, like there's a lot of focus that I don't have for one thing.
Yeah.
I am really good though. At, you know, despite my crazy schedule and all the just chaos, I always try to look for those moments of delight. Like in a daily sense, I try. I'm pretty good at, even a family member told me this the other day that I really do seek, you know, good times. And life can be very humdrum. It can be very, very monotonous. Mm-hmm. And I think I've always been, I look back on my life and I feel like I've always tried to, no matter what's going on, even if it's way worse than I'm portraying my life, because, you know, obviously it can get way worse. I always try to keep myself open to great, like, pleasure and fun. And that maybe is my meditation. And
I like that.
It's just sort of like, It reminds me, you have to be reminded. I have to constantly remind myself and other people. I have a lot of friends that, you know, call me every week. And we talk about life. We talk about this exact type of thing that we talk about on the show. You know, trying to get through the week, trying to, how do you grapple with all this stuff? And then always and try to be happy. Keep your eye on the prize.
Yeah.
And just, you know, talking yourself and others off the ledge is a weekly it's a weekly thing in my world. But I'd like to hear from y'all out there. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Are you somebody who doesn't think about fun? I know someone very close in my life who doesn't. They don't put it, and that's fine. That's totally fine. They're just not built that way.
When you say they don't think about fun, they don't think about like going on a roller coaster. Like, what are we talking about?
They don't really like to deviate from their comfort zone, I think is part of it.
Okay. So it's a little bit a little like, let's not go rogue here. Let's stay in like, our lane. Which, you know, I feel that way sometimes too.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm usually the one to suggest like a fun activity or something to shake things up, and usually when those things happen, she has a good time. But I think it's not really something that she instigates, I guess. So I'd be sort of curious to hear from you guys out there, because a lot of my community, my friends, my friend groups are pretty good at trying to find the fun. And maybe that's why they're my friends. But yes, really the moral of this story, because I always like to have a moral, you know me, that no matter how many things I have to tackle, I just, you know, instead of doing sit down meditation, I look ahead in the week and I go, when could we shove in a nice dinner or a nice hike or a nice party or whatever it is?
Yeah.
You know, get gussied up, wear a pair of earrings, put some lipstick on. Like you, Sarah, you got to get out of those sweats.
Oh, girl.
And find some pleasure out there.
I feel like we're at the point now where it's like we can't blame COVID anymore. But no. I definitely am, you know, I have a COVID hangover to the point where I'm like, yeah, but I work from home and no one sees me, or, you know, that whoever does knows what I'm doing and they don't care that I'm not like wearing like cute shoes to do this. As we're doing the show right now, I'm wearing sweatpants. You know, I will.
You're not trying to impress me, Sarah.
Well, you can't see anything below the belt. Sheesh. So, you know, whatever. I mean, when I go to the gym, like I literally have conversations with myself where I'm like, can I like get away with the sweatpants at the gym? No, yeah. Sarah, take off the sweatpants, you know, put on some yoga pants, do something, you know, make it look like you're, you know, taking this seriously. But a lot of that, I think a lot of other people we're still sort of grappling with how do we kind of get back to real life? Part of, you know, my whole thing about, you know, relocating is because I want to get back to real life. I want to do something different. I want to shake it up. You know, I want new shoes. I don't want to wear sweatpants all day, you know, like, those earrings or like, I don't know, like some eyeshadow that like no one, I mean, even if I wore it right now, nobody would care.
Put yourself in a different like scenario, a different situation. I mean, there's a really cool expression in French. It's a fait un effort, which means make an effort, you know, which doesn't sound as good in English. It has kind of a different meaning in French, but it's sort of like,
I get it.
Get up off your butt and do something, you know, do something about it. Or
Don't
you,
give up.
You are That's basically trying to what it do something is. About it.
It's like, don't give up. Okay.
Exactly. Don't give up.
Not that I have. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of residual kind of like we've been in, you know, I still have friends tell me this all the time. Like, well, you know, the last few years have just been, oh, gosh. I mean, the worst. Mm-hmm. It's like they have and they might continue to be in some other way. But we kind of have to like look alive, you know?
Yeah, look alive.
Look alive.
In fact, today I put on a pair of earrings that I normally would not wear if I was just like working from home, which I've been doing all day. But it feels good. Like I try to make an effort because I get really tired of wearing yoga pants and like the same hoodie that I just throw on that's on the chair. It's like I start to feel like gross. Like, I'm like, I need to change my
clothes.
Like,
have you ever been in that position where you're like, well, I mean, it's the hoodie I like the most, and you're kind of like sniff, sniff, it's fine. And then you're like, gosh, no, what am I doing?
Yeah. You gotta switch it up. And even, you know, for a while I think I wore the same sweatshirt for a week, and it didn't smell, but it was like my boyfriend was like, you have like 10 sweatshirts, can't you just like change it up for once?
I love him being like gently, like maybe another sweatshirt.
And he didn't say
sweatshirt.
It even like that. Yeah, he said it in a very kind way. Aww. It was sort of a little nudge, like a friendly nudge, but it makes you feel better too. And frankly, I think I've almost in a way leaned into fashion more. Mm. Being in a place where I can't be fashionable, or it's harder to be fashionable because I kind of live in the country. Yeah. And I think that because it's such an like an art form, it's a form of expression for me. And I'm fighting it. I'm fighting, you know, I don't want to wear like muddy boots all the time, you know? Like I want to be a woman. I want to be like a fashionable woman on the town.
Well, you are fashionable.
Enjoying herself.
You are. I mean, you always have been. Yeah. You're in, it's going to be and something that you're going to have to think about. Because sometimes you're going to have to wear those galoshes because it's muddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, wear cute shoes and ruin them. Like, you're not going to do that. So, yeah. But I know what you mean.
It's a balance. Everything's a balance.
It is. Everything is a balance.
Yeah. Gosh, sometimes it's just you got to laugh at all these things.
You do, until you don't cry. Speaking of laughing, Heather, I don't know how much you've ever played Grand Theft Auto in the past.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Well, I have never. I know what the game is. Well, mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming soon. And when I say soon, I say maybe in the next couple of years. It's like very crazy. So Rockstar Games, which is the developer. Game developer, yeah, behind GTA, is they put out an announcement today as we're recording that they're going to release a trailer in December. I mean, boy. You gotta really care about your brand. If you're like, hey, everybody, it's been 10 years. Next month, we'll release a trailer to let you know more about the game that will be released at a later date.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you would bring up a video game news because this is sort of like the antithesis of what you care about. Ironically, it was sort of the only game that I played in my adult years. I grew up on like the NES and the Intellivision, Atari, all that stuff. I loved games when I was younger. And I worked in games, worked at G4, worked on a lot of video game programming as a young adult. But I don't care about it so much now. I think the only time that I really got kind of wrapped up in Grand Theft Auto was when I was working for G4, mm-hmm. Living in LA. And I've talked about on the show before how much I love like the free open world, sort of concept. I mean, Rockstar Games is pretty brilliant. I know people are very dedicated to this game. I'd be curious to know what they're planning for this new release. But yeah, it's weird. I feel like it's hearkening me back because video games are so not part of my life now. Like they're just so far removed from what I think about now.
Yeah. Yeah. I made some jokes to somebody that I know would care very much about like some GTA new offering. And he was like, you know, I said like, oh yeah, like don't you like run over people in the game? And he's like, oh, you always could. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's like part of it. Or I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You can like steal cars.
Like carjack people, you know, like rob people at convenience stores, like weird stuff where I'm like, you know, I get it. And if it's like cartoonish enough, then I don't think that it's something that, you know, if you were to really like the game, you're not going to like, become mm-hmm. a carjacker in real life kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my friend that I was talking to, he's like, well, I mean, when's the last time you played this game, Sarah? And I'm like, well, I never have. I mean, I know what it is because it's always been a little, you know, on the cusp of like, is this appropriate, you know? But it's also mm-hmm, very, mm-hmm. very popular. And mm-hmm. yeah, I was like, yeah, I never played it. And he's like, it's not really cartoonish. It's actually quite lifelike, and I think that's why people like it. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's truly a place to like just like be a degenerate, and then
totally.
And then
you can just roam.
Yeah, and like, and it's you're not supposed to like make, you know, these like, you know, big decisions about like, you know, is this ethically right? You know, like it's not that kind of thing. It's like you're just having fun, and then you get out of it, and that's the end of that. I don't know if everybody feels that way about it, but you know, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely the one game that I like to play as an adult, like a older adult. I found it to be very liberating to just run around. You could jump in the ocean, you know, just jump in any part of the ocean that's in front of you and come across like an amazing underwater like adventure. There's like a, you know, a treasure chest or a shark or like, and you know, you never know what you're going to get. And if you do it again, it's different. I mean, it's literally like real life. Like you're cruising along, you know, nothing. I don't think anything is the same twice. And it's fun and weird, and you run into weird people, and you just, it's truly, Sarah, I think out of all the games, this might be a fun thing for you. I don't love the shootout stuff, 'cause you do have to like actually get into these shootouts. Yeah. That's my least favorite part. I'd always give the controller over to like whoever I was dating at the time, because I never really liked doing that.
Shoot this guy for me, babe. I don't want to do
it. Yeah, exactly. I did. That's exactly what I would do. I'd be like, I can't do this. Anyway, well, enough about that. I definitely am feeling the midweek slump. But I'm going to pick myself back up for the weekend. There's some fun stuff. You know, the holidays are coming and trying to, solidify some plans. Mm-hmm. We're invited to this kind of big Friendsgiving, up the road at this fabulous house. Great people. They throw great parties. And we're actually heading to New Orleans, very soon here, in about, you know, gosh, I guess less than 3 weeks. That'll be fun. I won't be traveling on my own this time. I'm bringing my my boyfriend, Elijah, and we're going to be visiting some friends out there, and should be a fun adventure kind of before the holidays. And then I think on the holidays, you know, Christmas and whatnot, we're kind of just going to sink in. We're going to like read a book and make some fires. And I don't know, what's that really fun concept for Danish people, or what is it? Danish, the hygge.
Uh-huh.
I can't pronounce, I don't remember the pronunciation, but
I don't know what it is.
The coziness, the snuggliness of life. We're going to lean into that.
Yeah. Well, as always, everyone who is a patron already knows that you directly support our show. We love y'all. We would like more of y'all. If you know somebody who might like the show, you know, send them our way. Send us their way. Do whatever you gotta do. But patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysis where to find out more about how to do that. At the very least, you get an ad-free version of the show. Sometimes people just don't like ads, so that's a great way to do it. You can get into our Discord, and there's some other fun goodies as well. As always, if you have ideas about the show, if you have feedback for anything we talk about on the show, certainly our Discorders, we're always talking amongst each other, but you can also email us hi@havesuchagooddaysis.com.
Yeah, and what is nagging you guys lately? I mean, we're always grousing about our lives and the things that are on our minds. Tell us and we will grouse with you. Email us at hi@havesuchagooddaysis.com. And until next time, which will be here before we know it, I will remain Heather.
And forever. I will be Sarah forever.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Stay weird.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more.
And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.